Good afternoon and happy Pentecost to everyone. I know what you're thinking, even though I can't see you. Yes, I'm wearing the same suit I wore the last time I spoke on Zoom. And no, I did not take a Nazarite vow not to cut my hair. And yes, I really do need a haircut. And I'm hoping now I can get one now that everything's going. I could say happy anniversary to the founding of God's New Testament Church and giving of the Holy Spirit. It is often said that Pentecost is one of my favorite holy days. And the reason for that is it represents the present age in God's plan for mankind. The spring holy days represents the time of Christ's sacrifice 2,000 years ago. And the fall holy days represent the future time of Christ's returns. But Pentecost represents the present, God's calling of his first fruits and the giving of his Holy Spirit to his called out ones. And as such, Pentecost makes me feel so much more part of God's plan because I'm living it right now. If this was a normal service where we were all together, I would be asking the brethren to look around to see God's plan being worked out right now. The calling of his first fruits, the evidence of God's Holy Spirit as it works in us. So as I start this sermonette, and for those who like titles, my question or title is, are you happy being God's first fruit? Or are you joyful at being God's first fruit? My hope and my goal of this sermonette is to inspire and encourage brethren to answer both of those questions in a positive. I've come to learn and understand that you cannot give something to someone that you do not have. What do I mean by that? I mean that you cannot give or inspire happiness and joyfulness if you're not joyful and happy. And we know that joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Don't need to turn to that. We all know it very well. But it's interesting that joy is the second fruit that is mentioned right after love. And I do think that the order of the fruits there do indicate some level of importance. Love and then joy. The word joy here in the Greek, and I am by no means a Greek linguist or understanding, so look this up in Strong's Concordance. The word joy is chara, and it's a noun which describes an inner gladness, a delight, or rejoice. Joy is a feeling of inner gladness and delight and rejoicing. Happiness is generally translated in the Greek as makarios, and it's an adjective that is the idea is embodied within this word is a satisfaction with experience of fullness of something. And it refers to believers in Christ who are satisfied and secure in the midst of life's hardship because of the indwelling and the fullness of God's Holy Spirit. So again, I bring us back to the question, are you happy being God's first fruit? Are you joyful at being God's first fruit? So what is so special about being a first fruit? And why should you be so happy about it? When I was younger and growing up in the church, I heard people saying, why did God call me so young? In other words, why was I called to be a first fruit? They didn't seem to be happy that God had called them at that time or when they were young. And I believe you should be happy and should be enjoy your calling in God's as the first fruits. It reminds me, and I'd ask that you turn to Matthew 20:1-9, because I think this puts some things in perspectives about being a first fruit and being called early. Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 9, and we're all very familiar with this parable. Starts in verse 1, for the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard. He agreed to pay them a denarius for that day and sent them on to his vineyard. And as you know, He went out and returned and continued to hire people throughout the day, paying them the same wages. And in verse 8, it said, when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last one hired and going on to the first. And the workers who were fired about 5 in the afternoon came, and each received a denarius. So when they came to who was hired first, they expected to receive more, but each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowners, saying, these who were hired last worked only 1 hour. They said, and who has made them equal to us who have borne the burden of the work in the heat of the day? But he answered, the landowner answered to them, saying, I am not unfair to you, friend. Did you not agree to work for a denarius? Take your pay and go. I want to give the ones who have hired the last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do that, what I do with my own money? Or are you envious at my generosity? And then finishes up with the last shall be first and the first shall be last. And I'd like to, at this point, you know, remind us of Mr. Moore's sermon yesterday that will remind us about the grumbling that was going on and making sure that we're not grumbling because we have been called first fruits at this time. And that people that come after us will also receive that same gift, even though they may not be in as long as we are. I'd also say doing this Zoom is very much different than being in person. We don't get to see people out there. We don't get the feedback. So I'm sure that the speakers would appreciate encouragement from them that we always get when we're there in person. So if you'd reach out to Mr. Moore and Mr. Tower, I'm sure they would appreciate any thankfulness for their sermons and yesterday. They were very good. So what is so special about being a fresh first fruit? Well, we know in Leviticus 19:23 that the law said that no fruit could be gathered from newly planted fruit trees for the first 3 years. And the first fruit of the fourth year was to be consecrated to the Lord. So what does the word consecrated mean? It means to be declared sacred. So to say in other words, first fruits have been made or declared sacred to God. And so in the Old Testament, the physical first fruits were made sacred to God. So now in the New Testament era, we are made sacred to God by being the first fruits. Secondly, being a first fruit means we've been chosen by God. I would ask that you turn to 2 Thessalonians 2:13. That's 2 Thessalonians 2:13. And this is one of those times where it's difficult being in Zoom because I can't tell if everybody has turned in their Bible to this, which we do in person. So 2 Thessalonians 2:13, but we ought always to give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved of the Lord, because God chose you as first fruits to be saved through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in truth, in the truth. It should make us happy that God has chosen us. God took time to call us out of this world, not because of our doing, but to confound the mighties, that all glory would be to God. A third point as to why you should be happy and joyful about being called a first fruit at this time is the physical blessings that follow God's way at this time. There are physical blessings from being called a first fruit now. We know that these fundamental blessings that come from living and knowing God's way, and if we had not been called, how much poorer would we be both physically, mentally, and spiritually? We know knowing and obeying God's law helps us to avoid the mistakes that can cause such hardships and sadness in life. In Job's 22, you don't need to turn there. I believe it was Eliph was speaking to Jacob, and it said, submit to God and be at peace with him, in his way of prosperity will come to you. We have peace knowing God, and that is something in this troubled time, in this troubled world, is a great blessing. So we know that there's peace that comes from being a first fruit because of our knowledge of God. But we know that the blessing of our obedience also comes from God, and that happens by being a fresh first fruit. In Proverbs 3, verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then, that is conditional on that, then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. And I could go on and read in Deuteronomy 7 and 12 through 13, where it tells you that heeding God's laws and obeying them, that God will bless you and multiply you and bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of the ground. And that's reiterated in Deuteronomy 28, again, telling us that obeying God's laws and learning of God's laws are a blessing. And that blessing God gives us because we do and obey his way. Fourthly, we shall be in a better resurrection. In Hebrews 11, 32, it talks about the enduring to the end of these first fruits of them and dying to obtain a better resurrection. We know that this calling has for the first fruit to allow us to be in the first resurrections, or to rise to meet Christ when he returned, should we still be alive. And as my last scripture for this afternoon, I'd ask for you to turn to 1 Corinthians 15:20, where Jesus Christ himself paved the way for the resurrection and for all those believed in him. And he was the first fruit. 1 Corinthians 15:20. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. So in conclusion, I started out by asking you, were you happy or do you have joy at being a first fruit? And now in this, I hopefully showed 4 points of knowing that we've been made sacred by God by being called at this time, that we know that God has chosen us because we're a first fruit. We know that there are physical, mental, and spiritual blessings from being called a first fruit at this time. And finally, we know that we will be in a better resurrection. I hope that you will think about these things, meditate on these points, and many others that I'm sure you can think of why you should have joy and be happy on this day of Pentecost that you are called a first fruit at this time. And by having that joy and happiness, you can give it and share it with others. Thank you, Mr. Oppie.